Today is Friday, February 12th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I wanted to start off today just by saying got some really bad news last night, and as Big Fatty, although I told Gary one time that I didn't really use my show as a bulletin board to give announcements of things that had happened in the community. However, I do want to just take a moment to say that Daniel's mother passed away last night, and I'm thinking about Daniel. We're all thinking about Daniel, and I've been told by him that if you know, well wishes are great, but if you really want to put some pep in his step would be the wrong word, but if you want to say anything to him, he appreciates jokes and porn. So anyway, we're all thinking about Daniel, and he's going through figuring out what the funeral situation is going to be and all of that today. And so he will not be on Mix Minus tonight, but we are going to have a guest co-host, Joe Batance. So you guys can join in and listen to Joe. And yeah. So it's bad news, and I know it's hard. I've had my father died when I was 10, and it was in a car accident, and we were not expecting it. And I told that story in a recent episode, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and Auntie Scott, as I like to call him now, reached out and said he didn't use the word touching, but his sentiment was it was touching to hear that. And yeah, because the way I found out was my brother came and picked me up at school. And so that's a very different situation than folks who've had parents pass away, and it's more of an expected thing, and it's totally different. I would expect that the grieving process is different, and I can't put myself in someone else's shoes. So I don't know what it's like to be in the position that Daniel's in at the moment, but anyway, I'm thinking about him today, and I told him that I would be there for him, and Pride 48 will be there for him, whatever he needs. So everyone who knows him, reach out, give him some porn, give him a joke, and we'll get through this together. But moving on from that, it was another boring night. I wanted eggs again and rice, even though rice has arsenic in it that I've found out. Mark said, are we having more arsenic tonight? And I said, yeah, we're having more arsenic because that's what we do. You know, something is going to kill me someday. And if it's rice, oh well, you know, I mean, it's not like I was out there snorting cocaine off of strippers' ass cracks or something. I was eating rice. So I don't know. There are some things in life that you just have to keep doing or decide that it's worth the consequence, and you're doing the best you can, basically. But I made eggs and rice and bacon because that's on my diet for the most part. Most people would say, oh, bacon's on your diet. There are points in bacon, but I can eat 4 slices of bacon, and it's about 5 points, I believe, 5 or 6 points. And because I get 27 in a day, that's not a lot. Eggs are 0 points as long as I don't cook them in butter or oil. I have to use either like a Pam sort of spray, a cooking spray, or just cook them in a nonstick pan with no oil at all or no spray. And those are 0 points. So I can have as many of those as I want. And then the rice does have points as well. But I had enough anyway. So, and it's an easy thing to cook. We have a rice cooker. I cook bacon in the oven, so it's not a big deal where I have to watch over the pan as grease splatters all over the place. And it's been icy here. I took Sydney out to pee last night, and the grass, and I know I talked about this yesterday. I selected a photo of frozen grass as my artwork on Twitter or for the post. And the reason I did that is because our grass is completely frozen. And when I'm taking Sydney out to use the bathroom, she doesn't like walking on the grass. She crunches around, and She's kind of light. I mean, she's not super light, but she's, I don't know. We haven't had her weight in a while, but she's somewhere between 12 and 14 pounds. And so she'll step, and for a moment, she won't crunch down, but then she'll step, and then a few seconds later, you'll hear, and her foot will crunch down. And it can't be comfortable trying to squat and take a pee with ice shards poking your vajayjay. You know, I mean, that can't be comfortable. So it's kind of, and there's nothing we can do if we tried to spray down a section of the yard with hot water or something, it would refreeze, because I think it's not going to get above freezing until next Friday. We're going to have a week where the temperature is below freezing all day long, all night long, every day. And that's unusual for us. It did snow just a little bit today, but it was very small little fluffy flakes. It's almost like the dandruff of snow, where it's just tiny little flakes floating through the air. And it didn't really stick all that much, but supposedly over the weekend, specifically Sunday, it's supposed to snow. And we have like an 80% chance of snow on Sunday into Monday, I guess. And then either Wednesday or Thursday, I think we have a chance of a little bit more dusting of snow. And our local weather rat, I guess, as Fatty likes to call weathermen, I think that is his nickname for weatherman, or either it's just his local weatherman. I'm not really sure what the backstory is there, but he said it could be historic snowfall for us. And like I've told you guys before, the first year that I moved here, we got 24 inches of snow all in one day. And I had a different dog at the time, Katie. I like dog names that end with an E, like the letter E, but the sound E, I guess. So I had Katie, and now it's Sydney. And when we have another one, you know, maybe we'll name it Muffy or Buffy or Stuffy, or I don't know. Billy. I'm not sure. I really like the E at the end of a dog's name for some reason. It just sounds cuter. And I had to, that 24 inches, again, I had to take her outside two or three times a day. And there was nowhere to walk her because it was 24 inches of snow. It came up to my knee or higher, depending on where I was. There was nowhere to walk. And I had to dig a tunnel for her with some cardboard to create a place for her to go pee and poo. And Sydney is the same. She's small, so if it snows very much. And the last time it snowed back in December, for some reason, the snow kept sticking to Sydney's fur when we would take her out, and it would clump. And it was so bad, we couldn't get it out unless we basically gave her a bath. So every time we took her out for a couple of days, we had to wet down her legs and then use a blow dryer to dry her. So Mark bought a tarp, and he's going to put it in the backyard and before it snows so that we can just pull it up after it finishes snowing and have a poop and pee area for Sydney. So we'll see how that works. But the thing is, the grass is already frozen, and so she doesn't enjoy trying to pee or poo on that grass anyway. This has been a pee and poo episode, but so we'll see. But it's not going to get above freezing until next Friday. And I did not go get my hair cut today, which I'm a little sad about, but I didn't want to risk driving. So, but I did keep the day off work. So I just kind of laid around. I worked on some programming for the Pride 48 bot that I'm creating. And I watched a couple of documentaries. Now I'm not going to remember the name of it, but it was an HBO documentary about fake news. And it was really good, actually. It was really, I had not gotten all the details of Pizzagate. And first of all, it was a very sad story for the owner of the Pizzagate, or of the restaurant that was actually targeted in Pizzagate, and the employees there, because I didn't even know this. It's a gay-owned pizza restaurant, and it caters to both families and members of the LGBTQ community. And I didn't, not if it had been straight people, it wouldn't be just as sad, but I just didn't realize that angle of the story. And they, that was kind of the anchor story of the documentary. And then they put in a bunch of other fake news stories and kind of wove it all together. It was very good. Like I said, I can't remember the name, but if you look for fake news documentaries on HBO Max or on HBO, you should be able to find it. I really enjoyed it. And then I watched the 2018 documentary about Betty White, the First Lady of Television, I believe is the name of it. And that was also really good. I needed some comedy. I needed some uplifting after watching the fake news one. And then I watched some spy documentary on Netflix. Anyway, it's a series I've been watching. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.